District Treasurer Dave Kinney says most of last year's deficit will be filled by unexpected payments on corporate replacement taxes. He says that this year, projected expenses are at roughly the same level as last academic year. But Kinney says continued cuts in state aid and maintaining new programs are pushing the district's spending plan in the red. Kinney says the district will draw from its $50 million in reserves to fill the gap in the short term and keep new programs intact.
We don't want to tackle the good programs, the IB programs, the kinds of staff development we're doing. We've hired more people, social workers and counselors and so forth, to help our children. And so we're trying to keep most of our expenses as close to the children as we can. We've made improvements. We're seeing results. And I think that this is not the time to undo that.
Kinney says the district will continue to look at eliminating overtime, improvements in property taxes, and possibly selling property to tackle the deficit in the long term. Another business, Dunlap Schools, will pay the district a $60,000 settlement over a multi-year property tax dispute. I'm Alex Rusciano.